everyone, and welcome to the Run to the Top podcast. I'm your host, Coach Claire Bartholik, also known as the Planted Runner. And my goal is to help make you a better runner each and every week. This week, I've decided to do something a little different. Typically, I'm interviewing someone in the running world, whether it's an elite athlete like Olympian Jared Wade, or a top race director like Dave McGillivray of the Boston Marathon, or a yoga instructor that can help you run better like Adina Crawford. But there are lots of leaders in the running community that have great advice to share, and with only 52 weeks in the year, I just can't get to them all. I wanted to get some advice from people who have a huge impact in the running world, but might not be household names. And I wanted to know what kind of things that they did to ensure that they would be running for life. Because ultimately, that's what we all want, right? I mean, at least I do. Being fast is super fun, let me tell you, but running is so much more than that. I want to run for as long as I can at every age, no matter what the pace. So I reached out to six founders of some of the leading Facebook running groups from around the world, and I asked them to collaborate with me on this special episode. I loved their responses and their various accents, and I'm excited to share them with you today. But first, very, very quickly this week, don't forget that we are still running our December iTunes review contest. I'm aiming to reach 1,000 reviews on iTunes by the end of 2020, and I desperately need your help to get there. If you head to iTunes, post a review of the Run to the Top, then send me a screenshot to claire@runnersconnect.net. You'll be entered to win a free month of Runners Connect coaching. You'll get a custom training plan written by our expert coaches, as well as access to exclusive training tools only for our members. And if you're already an RC member, next month we'll be on the house if you win. A huge thanks to those of you who've written a review this week. I'll mention a few at the end of the show, and there are some really good ones. About a month ago, I came up with an idea of reaching out to runners that are building up the running community one online group at a time. Now, more than ever, we are all turning to our tribes online for support, camaraderie, and advice. I wanted to learn what runners are talking about and what questions they had, so I just went ahead and joined a bunch of groups. Now, I'm not really a huge Facebook user most of the time, but Facebook groups can be really fun because you get to virtually interact with people from all over the world that have the same interests as you do, which is a big difference from scrolling through the latest political post from that guy that used to sit behind you in math class. As a late bloomer in the running scene, I wanted to know how so many people of every age and running background do it. What are their secrets to running longevity? So I asked the question, what do you include in your running routine that will help ensure that you are running for life? And the responses were even better than I had hoped for because everyone came up with something a little bit different, but it's all good advice that I hope you can use to keep you running and motivated for life. We all know that 2020 has been a difficult year when it comes to training and especially racing. It's tough to stay motivated with the uncertainty of in-person races and even plan your training when you're not sure if you can race or not. That's why at Runners Connect, we're hosting a 100% free virtual training summit, December 10th through 13th. Where you can learn from some of the best coaches and experts in the world about how to physically and mentally prepare to have your best 2021, despite the uncertainty of races. Our lineup of experts include Matt Fitzgerald, Ben Rosario, Katra Corbett, Jason Fitzgerald, and more. In these exclusive, in-depth video interviews, you'll go beyond the hype and dig deep into each topic, so you'll know the exact steps you need to execute your training and race planning, continually improve, and stay motivated in these uncertain times. This is going to be a can't-miss event. To grab your free ticket, head to runnersconnect.net/summit and register. The event will be streamed live December 10th through 13th, and you'll have access to the recordings for 3 days after the event ends. Again, that's runnersconnect.net/summit to get your free ticket. So, to help me answer the question, what do you include in your running routine that will help ensure you're running for life? I reached out to some of the leaders of the coolest running groups on Facebook. One of the first people I reached out to was Karen Guttridge of the delightfully named group Running Like a Wrinkly, with over 7,000 members. Here's what she had to say.
Hi everyone, it's Karen here from Running Like a Wrinkly. I'm hoping to run for as long as I can. As an older runner, here are three things I do which I'm convinced will help me to achieve that. Firstly, I plan more downtime into my week, meaning more time to recover. I'd absolutely love to run every single day, but I resist as I know recovery time is essential in keeping me healthy and free from injury. Secondly, I don't just run. I do other activities to help give my running muscles a bit of a rest, and my two go-tos are generally hiking and outdoor swimming. Finally, I try to stay as hydrated as I can because as we get older, we become dehydrated more easily. Then our performance suffers. It's a real struggle for me as I do forget to drink, so I try to get water via fruit and veg too. Those are my top three. Happy running, everyone.
I don't know about you, but I could listen to Karen talk all day. I just love her accent. Karen's advice is often what I give my older athletes as well, because not everyone does well running every single day, and this can actually get harder as we age. Cross-training, whether it's hiking, biking, swimming, or even just walking, can often supplement your running because you're still building your aerobic engine, while at the same time allowing yourself enough time to recover from the pounding of running. Her point about hydration is an interesting one, and I wanted to look up how prevalent dehydration truly is in older adults. I know that as we age, our sense of thirst can become a little bit more unreliable, but what I also found out is that as we age, we actually lose fluid volume in our bodies. Combine that with the dehydrating effects of certain medications, and lo and behold, Karen's advice is spot on. Obviously, overhydrating is just as bad as not drinking enough, but I certainly appreciate the reminder. And while not running every day can be perfect for some people, others have come to the opposite conclusion. Andy Jones Wilkins leads the group East Coast Trail and Ultra Runners, and he believes his daily runs are actually the secret to running for life, but with some caveats.
Well, I wish I could say that the key to my running for life plan is extensive strength work and cross training and flexibility and Pilates and all that. But I'm afraid that's not the case at all. I'm a runner and I run every day, about an hour a day during the week and longer on the weekends. And I very rarely take a day off. I will say that I think the key of my running routine is that two things. I run consistently, just day after day in whatever the conditions. I run outside. I run on soft surfaces. I run in cushioned shoes. And I run predominantly, possibly 90% of my running is a very easy effort at a heart rate no higher than 130 and probably more often in the 120 range. And I feel that that consistency, as well as that controlling my effort, keeps me going every day and will help me run for a long, long time. So that's the key for me. I'm already looking forward to my run tomorrow morning and the one after that and the one after that.
Andy's suggestion of running easy most of the time absolutely makes a big difference, whether you run every day or not. If you are pushing every single day in running or in life, you are bound to get burned out at best and injured at worst. Most running experts say the ideal ratio is about 80% easy running and 20% hard, but there's nothing wrong with taking it easier than that, especially if you are running for goals other than simply speed. In fact, if you'd like to run longer or more often, it's a good idea to ease up on the pace while you increase your mileage. By slowing down the intensity, your body can more easily adapt to longer distances or more frequency. There is some debate in the running community about whether you're more likely to get injured on hard surfaces like the road or softer surfaces like the trail. Studies have shown that both road and trail runners get hurt at about the same rate, so a soft surface really is no guarantee that you won't get injured. But what I always recommend is that you mix up your surfaces to help make you a more well-rounded runner. So that could be trail for your long runs, the track for your intervals, an easy road run, and maybe a few barefoot strides in the grass once a week. This keeps the feet guessing, which might help prevent overuse injuries. But ultimately, do what you love. If you love running on roads straight out your door, like I do, go for it. If nothing makes your heart sing more than a few hours in the woods, do that. Remembering to run what makes you happy is really the ultimate goal, right? And that brings me to the next piece of advice from Fred Square of the Running Motivation Club. Fred is French-Canadian, so I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right, Fred. Fred thinks that remembering your purpose before each run is key.
Hi, this is Fred from Running Motivation Club on Facebook. Thanks for your question. To answer, I want to go with something that is really simple, but that might be overlooked. It's to ask yourself before every run, what's the deal with this run? Why am I going to run? And so basically, what's the purpose of this particular run that I'm about to do? So I've been doing this for a couple months. It helps me for two things. It helps me for to follow my program better. So for instance, if my goal for today's run is to recover, then I want to make sure that I will keep a slower pace, even if I feel like I could go faster, because that's something that I used to struggle with. I think lots of people also have this issue. Basically that would be my first reason. And second reason is because it helps me to stay motivated. Because by doing this, by asking yourself why you're going to run, you really see the purpose of every single run you do. So you give a purpose to every run. And I think that's major in long-term motivation.
I love this advice, and I think it's often overlooked. Many runners will go out for a run and just run however they feel like running for that particular day. There's nothing really wrong with that, but it also can be a little aimless, which can lead you to lose the deeper meaning of running, especially if you run for a sense of personal improvement. Running however you feel like it every day is sort of like trying to build a house by starting on whatever part you feel like working on that day. You'll build a much better house if you start with a blueprint and dig the foundation before installing the windows. House builders don't base their work on how they feel each day. They stick to a plan. Knowing the type of run that you are doing on any given day will help you pick what you'll wear and what kind of shoes you should use. You're also far less likely to skip a run or cut one short if you know that each and every run is contributing to your ultimate plan or goal. Running without any plan in place can be fine and even refreshing at times in our running lives, but you'll find that it can be richer and more meaningful with purpose. Mindy Bayless, my friend and leader of Trail Sisters Asheville, would probably agree that purpose is extremely important to her longevity as a runner. Mindy believes that reminding herself to be grateful for all of her blessings in life every single day is what will keep her on the trails for life.
Hey there. Some things that I include in my running routine so that I am set up for success and running for life include proper nutrition for my body, which has been quite the journey to figure out so that I am feeling my best on and off the trail and road. And I also include daily gratitudes. And that's something that may or may not even be related to my running or my training at the time, but things that I am grateful for. I find three things each morning to just focus on and really, you know, lean into that throughout the day. Even if I'm feeling like I'm not in the mood to train or to run or to exercise, I really try to remember those three gratitudes I set in the morning. And that usually helps keep me running for life.
Mindy is as delightful in person as she sounds on a podcast, and I think her advice goes far beyond running. This year especially has taught all of us about frustration and patience, as well as loss and gratitude. Remembering that so many people around the world would love to be able to go for a run but can't can help you put things into perspective. Sure, it might be cold and rainy or even snowing outside, but if you're lucky enough to have the ability to run, embrace it and get out there. Ken Michael, whose Facebook group is simply called Ultra Running, has another excellent chunk of advice for us, and it's something that I wish I had learned a little earlier.
Hi, this is All Day Ken Michael with the Running Stupid podcast, free wherever you can find fine podcasts. I think a few things that are really important for long-term recovery is super important. Keep your easy days easy and your hard days hard. Don't mix the two. You know, like medium days aren't going to make you stronger if you're not rebuilding. The other thing too is don't compare yourself to others, I think is super important. You know, some people are going to run faster and longer. Some are going to run slower and shorter. And really the biggest person you're competing with is you, and trying to be better than you were the day before. That's it. So yeah, keep moving forward no matter what, all day.
Humans are hardwired to compare ourselves to each other. As social beings, it's how we know where we rank in society. But hopefully, our brains are able to evolve a little bit more than that, and we can recognize at some point too much comparison will steal our joy. Now, I'll be the first to admit that some comparison is actually pretty great. It's fun to race and be faster than as many people as you possibly can. That's why we have watches and rankings and timers. But if being fast is your only reason, that is eventually going to fade, and you're going to need something else to keep you running. Or maybe you're at the other end of the spectrum and you're afraid that you're too slow. You hesitate to join a race or join a running group because you think you're going to be the slowest. Sure, somebody is going to have to be the slowest, but I promise you, no one else in the running group really cares, especially if you are kind and interesting and funny. You don't become the most popular runner at the pub run by being the fastest one. But you will be if you are nice and welcoming to everyone. Which leads me to the last group leader that I spoke with, who also happens to have an amazing accent. Steve Rice heads the Runners Helping Runners group. His advice is great and pretty much sums it all up.
Hello, my name is Steve Rice. I'm the founder of the Facebook group Runners Helping Runners. I started running a little in high school and college. Moved to running regularly as a young adult. I've been running now 35 plus years. It's so important to wear good shoes, buy quality running shoes, rotate several pairs. I wear all neutral trainers, but my body seems to like a variety of brands, styles, cushioning levels, and drops. Improve your form. Good form is imperative for lifelong running. Don't overstride, increase your cadence, land underneath your body, all those good form qualities. Hire a coach. You're never too old to start working with a coach. It will improve your times and broaden your training knowledge. I saw great improvement when I started working with a coach in 2018, helped me set several PRs and qualify for the 2020 Boston Marathon. Develop running friends. It'll help you to be encouraged, and it produces accountability. And then lastly, give back to the sport. It's so rewarding to help a fellow runner deal with a problem or improve their running. I see it every day in our Facebook group, which is appropriately named Runners Helping Runners.
As a coach, obviously, I love the advice that you should get a coach because I've seen in my work how powerful it can be when an athlete is getting proper training advice along with accountability. But it's really my experience as an athlete getting coached that really cemented my belief. When I first decided to train for marathons, I did as much research as I could on my own and found one of those free online marathon training plans. And while that worked for the first couple of races, my progress skyrocketed with coaching. It's like you don't know what you don't know when you first start out, and a coach can help you sort through the tons of advice that you'll find online. I also love how Steve talked about all the friends that you'll meet running. So many of the guests that I've interviewed this year have talked about how running has led them to some of the most important people in their lives. From running buddies to future spouses, running has the power to connect you to other like-minded souls who don't think twice about getting up at 5 a.m. to go run in the cold together. Okay, maybe we think twice, but we still do it. And his last point about giving back is something that I think every runner should do. Once races come back in person, consider working an aid station with your kids or volunteering at packet pickup. You might actually find that you like volunteering even more than racing itself. I hope that you've enjoyed this special collaborative edition of the Run to the Top. And if you are a member of Running Like a Wrinkly, Ultra Running, Running Motivation Club, Trail Sisters, East Coast Trail Runners, or Runners Helping Runners, please tag me in your group and let me know. And if you're not yet a member, I'd love for you to check them out and let them know that I sent you. Extra special thank you to those of you sending in those iTunes reviews. Wild About Running, Eric D. from MA, Easy Than, New Investor, Reluctant Buckeye, who wrote The Sweetest Thing, Big TV SG, Ricky Ticky, D. Ledge 710s, and more. Please keep those wonderful reviews coming and know that you are making a huge difference. That's it for the Run to the Top for this week. I'm your host, Coach Claire Bartholik, the Planted Runner, and I hope you have a great run today.
Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast from runnersconnect.net.